Hello, welcome in.
Thank you. Hi. Yeah, I know it's great to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How have you been doing recently? Let's do our usual check-in. Our usual check-in here and see how's the emotional sort of palette.
Well, I'll be honest. I've kind of been dealing with something, and it's a little embarrassing.
Okay.
Like haters online, like trolls, like people who just kind of like see someone, just having a neutral, maybe a little bit cringe time online and just like want to go in and just like mess it all up, like just like really get at them, like call them like, oh, you're a big dumb homo, die in a fire.
Yeah, Jay, you can't listen to those people and you can't engage with them,
No. I'm the haters online. And my problem is that Adam Ellis apparently got a ghost because of it. And I just am like, man, I hope people aren't getting ghosted because of because of me being rude to them online. But also, I just watched this movie, Dear David, and it kind of makes me want to be more of a hater to Adam Ellis. I kind of want to be meaner to him online. I was totally fine just being like, okay, he makes cringe, relatable comics. He's like if the Shin Comics guy had a bad ending.
Yeah,
but sure. But I saw this movie and I'm just like, this guy needs to die. this man needs to be killed. Or at least I need to be meaner to him online.
Oh boy. All right. Well, let's talk through this. Why do you think this complete stranger needs to, I guess, stop being alive?
Okay. Well, one, he works for BuzzFeed.
Oh, all right. I was gonna try to talk you down from that ledge. I was gonna try to make you see the light and not wish death on a stranger on the internet. But now I'm flipped. I'm on the other side of it. How can we make sure this guy dies?
Well, apparently we could send a ghost after him. But at his age of 32, he learns a valuable lesson about believing in yourself, trusting your friends. I don't really know what his moral arc is supposed to be in this film.
Mm.
He kind of doesn't seem to have one, actually.
He has a gay boyfriend for a bit that he has.
I like the implication that he's not gay. He just has a boyfriend who is.
It kind of felt that way because his boyfriend fucks off about 5 minutes into the film and is gone for most of it. And then it's like all of these antics with his like hag coworker who he like, it felt like they were almost setting up like a romance between them, but obviously they weren't, but like they were just very touchy feely, very intimate with each other.
I want to zoom out here for a second.
Okay.
And say that for the record, I think it would be extremely funny if they did, because he is gay in real life, and the idea of making him get into a straight relationship with a fictionalized version of his coworker is very funny.
Yes.
that is probably the funniest thing that this movie could have done. But no, instead we got representation of like the kind of guy who wears a Mass Effect hoodie to the gay bar. So the main things we see in the film about, I don't think a movie about a gay guy has to be about how he's gay.
No.
But I do think he should be more interesting. Which isn't really because he's gay, but it's like I'm more annoyed that he's gay and boring in this movie.
It's equal rights, okay? Gay people can be boring and annoying too.
Why? It really is equal rights. It's like that Charlie's Angels movie we watched, where it's like, you know what? It's equal rights that women are making bad movies.
God damn it. Let them.
Yeah, dear David, the second film I've seen based on a Twitter thread, and probably the worst one of the.
Yeah, Zola. This is not. It's pretty bad.
Pretty bad. You sound like you had a worse time than I did.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I watched it with somebody. It was a very goofy time. Very, very unserious. Although I don't know. I always have this kind of this sadness that I can't purge from me when I'm watching a horror movie that's stupid, where I kind of like, I wish that I was feeling scared, or that a horror movie could make me feel scared or intrigued in a specific sort of way. This one had, I don't know, I'd have to kind of chart it out and see how many like slasher films have a antagonist who, like, let's say for example, Candyman, innocent guy who's turned into a vengeful spirit.
Yeah.
Who else? Jason, innocent, becomes a vengeful spirit. Freddy, not so much, not innocent at all. That goes against my point, but I'm bringing it up anyway.
He was just an innocent. Poor, naive
don't
pedophile.
Say it. Don't
and these fucking parents came and threw him in a furnace.
No, I mean, hey, listen, it's complicated. But with David, with Dear David, I'm sorry, his full name, his full name being Dear David. His horror story is that they told him to get off World of Warcraft, and he choked his dad to death, and his mom was like, I'm not having this, and then bashed his head open.
I will say, very impressed of David to, in the 90s, somehow end up in, like, a goon IRC chat. Where it's like a child posts a drawing they did, and everybody in the chat is immediately like, we gotta kill this kid.
Okay, low-key, that was me, though. Those IRCs they weren't fucking around in there. They were some crazy shit.
On the topic of trolls or whatever, I gotta say the thing about this that is most baffling to me, maybe not the most baffling, the thing about this that is particularly baffling is that for a film very invested in being about like internet troll culture and whatnot, I don't think they've ever been trolled online. Like not even just like the motivations are incoherent in the way that people are like, yeah man, we're two 14-year-old boys, let's go into a chat room and be like, you suck. But also like,
you eat poop and you're gay.
The way that people troll online in these movies are just like nonsense,
right?
Or like actual nonsense. Like, and I'm not saying that you need to depict like good. You don't need to be like, trolling used to mean something. Like, show me some guy spending 3 years getting into the highest graces of the Wikipedia admin community so that he could get another dude banned because it would be funny. you don't need to show that, but like this movie like literally has scenes of people just like, I'm entering a chat room and being like, hey David, why are you such a loser? And it's like, who does that? Two, what kind of reaction is that? Like, if I got like a completely random DM like, why are you such a loser, I would just be like, okay.
Like, red.
All right. Yeah. Left on red.
Left on red. Who's the loser now, bitch? You typed out you fucking used your finger muscles and your precious, precious human energy to type out that fucking message to me. And
I read
the first four words of it and closed it.
We have both gotten some like insane, you know, some actually insane, like, wow, you really thought you were cooking with this, like, shit,
yeah,
aimed at us online. So it's not like I'm like a stranger to like how bad people who think that they're good at trolling are. But they don't act like this.
Right.
They don't act like the fucking guy who's always trying to start shit with Buster Bunny. Like, they fucking, like...
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of, I don't know, where standards-wise, I think we're struggling to hold... In terms of just, like, chat room messages that exist in a film, we're struggling to hold a candle to, fucking Spree, and what was that other one? The awful follow-up to Host. Dash Cam.
Yeah. Those understood.
Yeah.
How fucking insane people talk to each other online.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just, like, gesture toward it with these, like, oh, you're a poopy head. It's gotta be like, no, slur, 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 here's your address. And
I'm gonna, you don't have to match that guy who responded to someone with, oh, I came on your mom, and a photo of them with cum on, like, a memorial leaflet for their mom.
Yeah.
But you gotta, like, at least swing for that, right? Like, if you want to capture, like, actual psycho people online, like, you gotta at least, like, aim a little higher than, like, what would the bully in, like, a Sunday school special say?
Yeah.
That's kind of related to the larger weird thing with Adam Ellis's portrayal in this, is that, like, they portray it that way, but they show it, like, just get under his skin so badly.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so baffling, is that, like, let's be honest here. Adam Ellis, in this era of art, he's now making horror comics. They're also bad, mm-hmm. but they're at least forgettable in a sea of forgettable bad. Adam Ellis, at this point in time that he is depicted, was making comics that were fucking garbage. Like, he was making web comics in the newspaper comic mindset.
Right.
Whatever. Fine. Generic, relatable platitudes, garbage, looks bad, etc., etc. Whatever. He doesn't deserve to be stalked to the ends of the earth yet, but fine. But the universe that the movie portrays is, like, his comics are, like, universally beloved. Like, people are always like, ha ha, so true, oh my god, so relatable, me! Like, his shit is, like, everywhere. He's constantly getting hyped up. People complain that he's not getting enough clicks at work, but his stuff's obviously still pretty successful. And then, like, there's, like, three people who are just like, lame much. And then the incredible typical homo reaction. Like, he's getting no heat. This depicts a world in which Adam Ellis is getting no heat. He is in the kitchen cooking with the stove off.
Yeah.
And he's just like, they're like, oh, don't feed the trolls and stuff. And it's like, you shouldn't feed the trolls, not because of, like, the usual reason that advice is given. You shouldn't feed them because it's like, bro, you have to scroll through, like, 500 comments, and, like, the insult you get is a streamer going, your art's kind of not so good anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it ends up just depicting him, like, not as this guy who, like, is tortured or struggles. Like, there's the part with, like, when he sees the flashback with David where he's like, oh my god, you were an artist too, I understand now, you went through the same pain I did and you let it transform you into a hateful creature. But it's like, okay, that was a 14-year-old in a chat room full of adults who were, like, just, like, mercilessly, like, tearing into him.
Yeah.
You're like,
you're a 32-year-old. You're on the other side of that equation. You're a 32-year-old, yeah, telling a 14-year-old to die in a fire.
Yeah, to die in a fire. Like, because, yeah, if a fucking 14-year-old, it's, he gets in the comments like, what does DIF mean? It's like, okay, so you're arguing with a child. Like, you're arguing with someone who's new to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes him look, it makes him look like a, like fucking, not even like a, like, not even just like a loser. It just makes him look like, I don't understand his motivation. I, and it's not like they couldn't draw on, like, air quotes, real stuff. I'm sure he got a ton of harassment constantly. He's fucking responsible for that let people enjoy things comic.
Yeah. I'm sure he's gotten his share of death threats.
Yeah. I'm about to make some of them.
No, yeah, for that yeah, comic for fucking alone, I'm going to send a couple of his way.
But, you know, it's not like there wasn't something to draw on there. So what they end up depicting is just like a character who doesn't make really good art, but doesn't get a lot of, like, trolling because of it, but is extremely obsessed with the, like, three or four comments he gets that are fucking nothing.
Right.
Do you remember way back when somebody sent us, like, a fucking essay about how much they hated us because we said Fight Club was gay?
No, I don't remember that because I don't.
Because it happens so often.
I don't really. I've never, like, thought about, like, that video is a troll, and anybody who comments on it in any capacity or sends ass to us is like, all right, thank you for biting the hook, fish.
Yeah, thanks for getting, you picked up a little bit of, like, what the bit is. and that's why it's just, like, so bizarre. Is like, it's a film that's why I've been describing, like, this is, like, the most baffling internet horror film I've ever seen, because it's ostensibly drawing from a person who knows at least something about the internet,
yeah,
and has real experiences, and is put out by BuzzFeed, which ostensibly is online,
right?
But it doesn't seem to be familiar with any of it.
Well, who are the literal makers? Let's take a look here.
Yeah, let's see.
Screenplay by some fucker, Mike Van Ways.
Then this is baffling. Story by Evan Turner, notably not Adam Ellis.
Yeah, but loosely based on Dear David by Adam Ellis. Evan Turner shows me a basketball player when I Google that. I'm guessing that's not him.
Mike Van Weiss appears to have worked for the Jim Henson Company.
Interesting. Lilo and Stitch? That, I am so confused. The Crooked Man? Oh, wait. Oh, he's working on the new Lilo and Stitch. Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, what the fuck? He's working on the new Lilo and Stitch?
What the fuck?
And that's being directed by the Marcel the Shell guy. I remember that. That's and true. Also the guy who did Fraud, which is a very funny, like, two sides of a coin situation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna be fucking garbage.
Yeah, just like this. Just like this shit. Yeah, so, I don't know, a guy who spent his career in story departments since working for the Jim Henson Company might have less of a view on internet trolling than the person that this movie is, I guess, based on. Can we talk about how fucking weird it is that they didn't, they just, like, made it, like, not really like a biography, but they just made it about Adam Ellis. Isn't that
about weird? Adam Ellis working at BuzzFeed featuring actual comics and art that he's done.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's so weird that he's portrayed so badly, because it's like, didn't he work with you guys on this? Like, was he okay with being depicted this way? Because you write him like his character is like 17.
Yeah, he's very and he's immature.
And he's literally twice that age.
Like, the just down to the human drama of just like, oh, I just didn't text my partner. I just didn't. It's like
the scene where his boyfriend is like, oh, it's like, I have to learn about you through your comics. You know, whenever we hang out, all you do is you show me memes and stuff, which is like, okay, I'm enough in furry that that is a real 32-year-old. That is a real type of 32-year-old gay man who exists.
Sure.
But yeah. That does not make a compelling horror film protagonist.
And also, like, to be fair to him, the boyfriend being like, hey, I want to make sure our signal's good or this call's going to get dropped. Like, the most psycho way to say, like, hey, I'm going to break up with you if this doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm going to break up with you if you don't improve on your communication skills. But just, then also, because then it's like, well, why are you dating this guy then? Like, it's not like, how did you get into a relationship with someone who, by your own words, can't communicate, like, basic human emotion to you?
Really, really baffling.
Great line from the Wikipedia here, by the way. Trolls continue to berate Adam. He claps back.
He claps the fuck back, hunty. Sis.
I think that's why it drove me up the wall, is that it's got a weird recoup, because it is by air quotes BuzzFeed Studios.
Yeah.
So it's got that, but it's got that weird recapitulation thing where it's like they fold in critiques of BuzzFeed. Notably, they fold in critiques of the old BuzzFeed model, but the time that this movie takes place is when BuzzFeed switched to the We Do Real News model. So. Kind of, all right, I see what you're doing. You're like, oh, God, remember how cringe you used to be? Haha, good thing we're not like that now. And it's like, this movie takes place under your current model.
This movie takes place when you weren't like that.
Yeah.
So what's the truth?
But, you know, it feels like a movie written by an actual BuzzFeed article.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it depicts the internet and online stuff, is like it is the internet as depicted in an article on Gawker in, like, 2014.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's really an excuse that can be made for that when we are, like, what, a decade post-Unfriended? like internet horror has been around. I don't think generally most internet horror shit, like, gets it or does a good job of depicting it. It's very obvious that the medium of film still struggles a lot with it.
Yes.
But this tier of writing, I don't buy that, like, this is the best you could do.
It reminds me of They/Them in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, God. Really just kind of like a boomer, like, doing this sort of writing challenge for themselves, a sort of NaNoWriMo, if you will. but about shit that they don't actually really care that much about. They just kind of want to, like, grapple with whatever random feelings. I don't know, like, it's like you said, it's really bizarre, and we're well past the point of internet horror being, like, a novelty, for as much as people are gonna want to insinuate the contrary and just be, I don't know, fucking annoying and unread.
People know what the internet is like. Like, you can,
yeah.
Remember the great scene in this where he asks his boyfriend to dox a ghost? And he's like, I don't know, I'll have to check with my ethicists about this. And it's like, what fucking ethics? Doxing a Twitter account? There's not fucking... What? Oh, I gotta check with my sources. What fucking sources?
I don't know, but this could end us up on the dark web.
But you gotta call Taylor Lorenz and be like, hey, can I dox this ghost account? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, can I bring up the side character that showed up in one scene to say the word Loopy Linda?
Yes, I was about to say, that's even a great example, is that it's like, about why it's baffling. Is it gestures at things, but like, its depiction of them doesn't resemble anything close to the real world? That expert question mark, I don't know what her role was there, where she's like, this is Loopy Linda, you know, like, she's legendary on the internet. So it's like, okay, the mom from the start of the film, you know, became crazy, and she has like a crazy idiosyncratic WordPress, and it's like, you know, people get obsessed with weird, insane people on the internet.
Yeah,
that's real. But then she drops like, yeah, somebody hacked into the asylum that she works at and dropped like interview videos on the dark web. And I'm like, that's not how like this kind of character is introduced to the internet. Like, who the fuck is like, oh my god, guys, look at this crazy person I found at the insane asylum.
Bro.
Yeah.
Look at these fish I found in a barrel.
Yeah. Like, what? Like, who? Like, you almost understand this sort of like fucking lolcal industrial complex bullshit of like being obsessed with people who've been through like horrific trauma or fucked up stuff and are a little crazy about it and are like invasive because of it, and how that connects to and circulates to this like fucking trolling of the dead bullshit that you're doing. But then you just like, but she was in an insane asylum the entire time, and so it was just like video footage that went viral because it's a woman in an insane asylum saying insane things.
Why would that ever happen? Why would a crazy person be crazy?
That is how the internet acts. Like, I can't believe this crazy person is acting crazy. But there's at least the, like, plausible deniability they give themselves of, like, well, it's in public.
Yeah. That's always the... I don't know, maybe they're kind of predicting, like, a fascist accelerationist thing where we're all gonna get 5150. Every like, gay person who exists, and then it'll be, like, a literal lolcal farm, but like the prison industrial complex version of that.
That would make a much more interesting horror film.
Shit, maybe I should edit this out of the episode.
I just use that as a concept, as just like an actual 5150 based fucking getting Baker acted into being a fucking lolcal.
You know, the other day I reported an account on TikTok where, like, the name of the account was... It was literally had lolcow in the name of the account, and it was, like, lolcow hunter, and it was, like, the usual shit where they're, like, documenting and charting, like, a person's descent into alcoholism or descent into mental health problems, that kind of thing, obsessively. Yeah. And the report came back, and TikTok was like, we don't see anything harassing about this account. we don't get it. Where harassment? Where? What is that? No.
Again, like, the film circles around like real things. Like, I have definitely come across like stuff where it's like, oh, this is like our person that we're obsessed with.
Yeah,
and it's like literally just like a schizophrenic who has like a Twitch account or something.
Literally,
like somebody who is like not mentally present, but has been so failed by the system that they are online.
Yeah.
Not that they shouldn't be allowed online. So failed by the system that they are like compulsively documenting their life experiences online and not getting help for it.
Yeah. Getting usually the opposite of help.
Yeah. And so there is a way in which the film gets close to that, but it's obvious that it's just like, oh, well, we need this character to become familiar with this person, but we want to do the usual scary person in an insane asylum thing. So we'll just say that she went viral online, and it's like, that doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. What are you talking about?
That is crazier than Loopy Linda is.
Yeah. Why would you say she's internet legendary? What are you talking about?
How do you, like, if she can't, the whole, okay, like, things get big on the internet because there's like an interaction happening, a two-way interaction. How is the Twitch chat gonna make anything happen in the mental hospital for Loopy Linda? How does that that's not two-way community. You're just watching somebody do stuff, and like, you know, the people, lol cows exist because people feel like they can touch them. You know what I mean?
No, literally, yeah. People treat unwell or just marginalized people online as fucking zoo animals that they can throw peanuts at.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, what? Who's watching this? How is this big online?
Oh boy. Yeah, I want to know. You know, it's kind of crazy that the BuzzFeed horror movie about the fucking webcomic dipshit is, you know, it has some logical inconsistencies in there.
I'm thinking now about like Max Graves's What Happens Next.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
how it interacts with like the same like sort of mentality, but in like a much more aware of it way. Like the way you would actually do something like that is like the way he depicts in his comic, where it's like, oh, this character is like has like this weird like hate fandom because he was involved in like a high profile murder and now is like on Tumblr.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, the mom went crazy and like killed her kid or put him in a coma, and is infamous online because people discovered like her WordPress blog after she got out or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's literally no reason for it to be like, oh, she's in an asylum. Why does he turn into a video game?
So
like, why did that scene happen? That's what I mean. Like, I keep thinking about things that happen in this movie and I'm like, why? Like, why was that included? Not in a like, that doesn't make sense way, but I mean I actually don't understand the film's logic as to how these events occur.
Because Jay Bearhat, he was playing the video game earlier in the movie, and if you've ever heard about the thing of Chekhov's game, that means that the game is going to come back in the movie later, so pay attention. Always got to be on your toes. Watching movies.
What is he playing earlier? Yeah, I was actually like, asking.
It looked like Apex Legends and Fortnite Gears of War.
That's exactly what I assumed, is that it was Apex Legends.
Okay. Probably Apex Legends, which I'll never play. But looks so fun. I will say,
this movie is great just for giving us the scene where it's like, hey, can I get some feedback on this article I wrote? And then sending you an article that says, top 10 reasons to kill yourself at work.
Loved. Loved. This movie's
incredible.
Good.
Incredible. Incredible. I wish so badly that that wasn't like a ghost that did it. Like that, like his coworker just did that.
Just the coworker just being like, wait, no, I only wrote the first line. Why does it say all this other creepy stuff? I mean, yeah, that was the article's headline, but I used like different pictures in it, so that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I said that. That part was the joke. I don't know. I don't know what this other shit is.
Loved. I don't know. I guess Justin Long being here should be at least some sort of kind of litmus test on how seriously we should be taking this.
I mean, I think that's just because it's trying to do the like millennial horror comedy thing. That's another thing of this film, is that it's very obvious that it kept being unsure of what tone it wanted and trying to like mix and match them both.
Yeah.
There's a bit where like when he looks in the peephole and then he runs to his bed scared, where like it's very obviously like playing a little bit of it for laughs, you know, it's a very silly run and he climbs and hides under like all of his blankets, you know, that's obviously played for laughs,
right?
But then later he's like also running away from something and it's edited to be clear that this scene is just supposed to be tense, but he's still doing the funny runaway. So
his
it's
gay
like
little run that pisses you off.
Yeah, his gay little run that pissed me off. And so I was like, so did they like just fuck up the directing in this scene. They were like, ah, yeah, do the same silly run. And then we're like, ah, oh, fuck, wait, no, this scene isn't funny.
We didn't get coverage. All we have is the silly shots.
All we have is the silly run.
Shit! How do we CGI a goofy run?
And then also, like, the things in the film that are very funny, they did not play for laughs. Like, the ghost installing Grindr on his phone. Or the ghost interrupting his jerk-off session.
Oh my god. Man, what a movie. You know, this movie's great. It's got everything. A ghost puts Grindr on his fucking phone.
Absolutely most insane decision in the film, by the way. This shot, and then, like, the shot of, like, his coworker looking at her DMs, and they transform from mean to nice, and she's like, oh my god, he wasn't lying. The ghost was changing his DMs.
But, like, why was the ghost in your DMs? Where does a ghost have to care about your fucking DMs, bro?
What is the ghost doing? That said, though, absolutely egregious to just rip off Cam at the end of the film.
Oh, that's right.
The bit when one of the trolls is doing a live stream being like, debunked. And then she, like, plays along with it and then just starts, like, smashing her face against it is, like, so blatantly just stolen from Cam.
Yeah, that is stolen from Cam. A lot of this movie is kind of aesthetically ripping from Cam, a superior and timeless internet horror in its own right. I would put it, like, God, really high up there in terms of
Cam is just a great fucking horror. I'm so excited for their next project if it comes out.
Mm.
They got tapped to do an adaptation of the Faces of Death series.
Oh my god.
And so it's about a content moderator who starts getting these videos that are, like, basically recreating deaths from the Faces of Death series, but, like, real.
Whoa.
Which is, like, taking the concept of the Faces of Death and updating it and setting the horror within the, like realm of, like, content moderators stuff.
Yeah.
Is, like, brilliant. Like, I'm actually, like, that's the kind of thing where it's, like, if they didn't already prove with Cam that they actually really know how to do, like, air quotes, internet horror stuff right, I'd be like, it could go either way. But I'm like, no, I trust that this is going to be, like, a super smart fucking movie.
Yeah, I would be excited about that premise either way.
Yeah. It is a good premise to just do it and to just tie it into, like, the ye old snuff tape stuff.
God, cinema lives. Cinema still exists. I can't fucking wait for that. Yeah, watch Cam instead of fucking Dear David. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Dear David's funny.
Watch Dear David with a bunch of friends where you're not going to be paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
And where people are going to shit talk and, like, make funny jokes over all the really boring scenes in it. Mm-hmm. Boy, there are a lot.
Oh, God. Yeah.
A thing I liked is the character who shows up for one scene who's, like, a weird, like New York bodega girly, like, medium.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's just like, yeah, I'm getting, like, whack vibes from that and, like, that.
Oh, my God, I hated her.
Oh, I loved her because it was the first time I've ever seen, like, a movie include a medium that actually is, like, what a weird girly into ghosts is like now, and not just, like, doing the one chick from Poltergeist again.
Yeah.
But, like, I like that she's just, like, immediately is like, yeah, it's probably not a dead kid. like, ghosts can, like, lie. Like, it's probably, like, fucking with you. You should probably, like, figure out what it actually is, or, like, what it really wants.
I mean, like, think about it, because, like, it could be, like, anything. It could just be, like, energy, or, like, bad vibes, or, you know, you're...
Yeah, I think you, like, might have invited it in.
Yeah.
Also, really, like, what... what is the demon's, like, modus operandi?
He wants to get revenge on the internet trolls because of how they made him so angry that he killed his dad.
I mean, I think supposedly David is actually supposed to have been possessed by the demon, maybe? I don't know. But regardless, it's like, okay, so then, and then he goes and kills, like, the 2 14-year-olds. But then he, like, just picks Adam Ellis.
Yeah. It's not
to go after, like what is what, and he only appears to be able to go after, like, one person at a time. So, like, how did he go from, like, I'm gonna sit in a chat room and wait until someone comes in and is mean to me, to, like, I'm gonna get in this guy's mentions. To, like, I'm gonna join this live stream. Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know, you need to explain everything with a monster, and I think that that can actually be great if you don't, but it doesn't feel like there's rules. Like, the thing with the sequence of the 2 14-year-olds feels very shoved in just to be like, okay, we gotta show the audience that the ghost is real.
Yeah. He can fist you and kill you.
He can kill you very, very quickly. As long as you ask him 3 questions.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't feel so much like a Candyman or a The Ring kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's less of a curiosity, because David kind of does get hyper-fixated. He hyper-focuses. It's his autistic trait or whatever.
Yes.
Whereas in other things, they're, like, fully signing themselves up for the torment and the horror. Whereas here it's just like, no, David has targeted you. David has chosen you.
David is following you, but it's from an account that doesn't exist. It's from an account that's been shadow banned.
David, you're not even showing up in my mentions anymore. What happened? Were you tweeting some fucking wild shit now? Now you're shadow banned and I...
Yeah, David was tweeting right-wing propaganda. Oh, and so he got shadow banned under Jack Dorsey's fascist Twitter website in 2017.
I zoomed in on this photo of the January 6th insurrection. What's this little boy doing there?
Oh, with his fuck.
Head caved in.
If I didn't already make the thumbnail for this episode being a picture from the original thread with Adam Ellis's furry porn commission on the wall, that would be a really funny thumbnail.
You know I'm putting 6th. His furry porn commission in the YouTube thumbnail. You know, yeah, I'm doing it. That's the realest shit Adam Ellis ever did. Let's be clear here.
No, that was... And he picked Mish.
Yeah.
Like, that is like, okay, you are like... in it.
they should have, like, just let him have the reins on the whole fucking movie, because apparently he has better taste than these fucking random ass BuzzFeed Studios writers. If he's buying porno commissions from Mish.
And if he bought a... Okay, so we know that there's the tasteful one, there's the porn one, but it is a Mish commission.
Yeah.
So there is easily like a 70% chance that Adam Ellis secretly has a piss alt of that drawing.
There's gotta be
a piss alt.
Show us the pee-pee version.
Where is the piss alt?
Where's the pee-pee cut? Well, this movie did have pee-pee in it. The kid pee-peed his pants because ghost was like, you're gonna pee-pee your pants.
That scene was really weird, because it's like, I knew what they were doing, which was like, we gotta show him that the ghost was right, that the ghost predicted his death. But it's like, you don't actually need to pan down a 14-year-old's crotch to a 14-year-old's crotch and show me that he's pissing himself. I kind of assumed when he actually got killed in his bed alone at night that the ghost, that, you know, pissing himself in fear is a given there.
Fucking moratorium, please, on the piss fetishism. And, like, oh, it's not fetishism, it's plot. It's like, no, sorry, it's fetishism. It's gross.
Listen, Zoomers or whatever are always saying that there's no reason to have sex scenes. There is no reason to ever depict piss on screen.
There is no reason. We do not need to see peed pants anymore. We all know it's a porno thing, just like feet. You can't hide them much anymore. This is the real state of the internet and the surveillance state that you're living in. I know how you feel about pee-pee.
I know that you don't film someone pissing themselves if you're not a little into it.
Yeah.
Everything else you can depict in film, fine. That...
That's the every one time, thing.
That's the one thing that I'm like, you're a pervert. This was for pervert reasons.
God. Yeah. Just that.
Apparently, Adam L. still insists that he actually got ghosted in real life.
So yeah, that's kind of interesting that it's like based on a true story, partially.
Yeah. Well, and he insists that he didn't make it up, that it was in fact real.
But like the original story is like it's not really that interesting, I feel like.
I mean, it's something where if they did an air quotes straightforward adaptation of it, I think it would have been fine. Like okay, it's a ghost story.
Yeah. But they really fucking ham it up. How did this story end?
David are now happily married. We've set aside our differences.
Why is he still the movie has been made and he is still responding to shitheads on Twitter?
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well maybe that part of the film was accurate then.
Yeah. Only during a writer strike you can have movies being made out of fucking Twitter threads. This was written in film 2 years ago, but go off. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, this was written in film 2 years ago, but go off. Girl, who cares?
I don't understand engaging with the internet in the way that does not directly give you money.
Or fun. Or at least is fun. Yeah. Like, are you having... Adam Ellis, are you having fun?
Are you doing having
that? Fun? Are you having fun?
Is it fun for you to fucking... tweet Diana Fire gifts at people and to have your catty fucking clapbacks? Is it worth it? Is it a good use of your time? Are you spiritually whole?
Like, that's the main reason why I don't get into fucking fights with people more often than not online, is because it's just not fun. It just, like, sucks and is annoying.
I can't think of the last time I got in, like, a mutual fight-ass fight. Like, least of all on the internet. Like, it's so, like, it's... I don't know. Just take your fucking pills, people, before you obsess over this fucking shit.
You know what? I hope this movie gets to be a warning to people. It's not worth it. Not because a ghost will get you.
Right.
But because you're going to be annoying like Adam Ellis.
That's really my major deterrent for using the internet. It's like, I'm annoying enough. We don't need the, like, multiplier factor of
it just posting. It just makes you annoying. You just become annoying.
It's impossible.
It just is annoying to just constantly be getting in fights and dunking on people. Whenever I, like, catch myself do it, I, like, force myself to stop using the computer.
Yeah. Go on a run. Hey, you've listened to this podcast. Stand up. Run outside. Start running. And don't stop. Just don't stop.
Don't stop until you get to Adam Ellis' house and then fight him.
No. Well, all right. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit of fighting Adam Ellis. You know, who's it going to hurt other than Adam Ellis? Well, I'm glad that you stopped in to chat about this today. I hope you're feeling better about it, about the whole situation.
I'm feeling, you know, like a curse has been lifted.
Hmm. Well, I hope you didn't transfer the curse. You know, I don't want to be...
I might have transferred the curse to a streamer. I'm sorry.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ugh, real death caught on stream again this week.
Honestly, yeah, David, if you're going to be killing people, you got to just start taking... just help us lower the, like... Help us thin out the content feed a little.
Make it easier for us. Take us out, honestly. We'll go down with the herd. It doesn't fucking matter.